Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. So let me ask you, the scientists says that the climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use. Flooding storms and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. So how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not so concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Got it. And a recent study from the federal government shows that the climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. So would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Yes.
Strongly agree? Or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree?
Okay. Strongly agree.
Got it. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make the Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructures more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. On that one, would you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
Strongly support or just somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Got it. And a recently analysis found that the equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. So Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Oppose.
Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Got it. Understood. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change, okay? So after each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal. The first one says, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
To what?
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
I don't know.
Okay. And what about installing air conditioning in buildings that need it?
Yes.
Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Got it. What about increasing access to public transportation?
Strongly support.
Improving electrical grid reliability.
Yes.
Strongly support. Okay. Expanding quality healthcare.
Yes.
Strongly support.
Yes.
Okay. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you support or oppose? Strongly support? Or somewhat
support?
Okay. And providing providing immediate relief after a natural disaster?
Strongly support.
All right. Understood. Okay, give me just 1 second, ma'am. Right now, pretty much we are 60% completion of the survey, so we are about to end it up this, okay? Thank you so much for your participation and also your responses. So I have here some statements. So how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change? The first one is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
Not too much convincing.
Okay. The next one says, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you, ma'am?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay. The next one says, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after the disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not so convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, understood. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or will it not have, or will it have no impact, sorry, on your opinion?
No impact.
No impact, got it. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance, diminish, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
I don't know that. I don't know. I think I'm getting wore out here.
We are about to end up this. Trust me, that we are right now just a few questions more, and we are going to be ended up. I'm not going to take more than, like, 3 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. So on that one, do you feel that it's enhanced, diminished, or it doesn't have any impact to you?
I guess I don't understand the question.
Don't worry about it. Pretty much is if a lawmaker is about to support a bill, pretty much to build or make the infrastructure a little bit better. And that specific bill is going to be shared of the cost, coming from the big oil and gas companies, pretty much. So taking that into consideration, do you consider that it's going to be like something that is going to enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or will not have, or will have no impact on your opinion at all of that specific lawmaker if they support that bill?
I think they should share it.
Okay.
They should share the cost.
Okay, got it. And now, ma'am, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or will not have, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
I'm for it.
Okay, understood. Now, let me ask you, would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructures more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on the customers?
Support.
Strongly support or just somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay,
understood. I don't believe in climate change, though.
Okay, understood. Now, ma'am, let me ask you, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom will you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Trump?
Okay, got it. And just the last few questions for statistical purposes. Right now we are at 90%, so it's just a couple of them. What is your age, ma'am?
77.
Okay, and with which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Republican. And what is your race, ma'am?
White.
White, okay. Understood. Ma'am, this concludes her survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your help, okay? I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.